Next, we have Placer County, Gavin Maeda. He's going to talk about going paperless.
Good afternoon, everybody. I still see a few of the after-lunch glazes out there, me included. I'm going to go over our paperless procedure for the splits. The one thing that occurred to me while I was thinking about this outside is with all of the budget cuts recently, some of what I'm about to say is completely irrelevant, so bear with me. Years ago, about 3 years ago, when I started at Placer County, we used to fill out paperwork for all of our splits. We would take a form that was pre-made, write down the parent parcel number and the children. And then we would handwrite every particular attribute of that parcel out on the sheet, which sometimes could take hours, especially if it was a subdivision. Then, maybe a year or two later, we went to Excel and started doing an autofill on an Excel spreadsheet, which made things a little bit faster, but we were still using the paper form. We would cut out the Excel spreadsheet and paste it to the form. That one got me for a while. So then we recreated the form itself in Excel, which actually was a very big time saver. The problem was we were still generating tons of paperwork. Not only were we having to fill this out, check it for errors, we would then turn it over to a clerical person, and then they would key it. So the paper was going from our desk to a co-worker's desk to be checked, then from the co-worker's desk to a clerical staff desk to be keyed, and then it would come back to us. So that piece of paper was getting routed through a minimum of 5 people for every single split. In 2007, we went to the new split law. Before I get ahead of myself, the infrastructure. We have a dedicated server that is strictly for our split law. It has 2 350 gigabyte virtual drives with a total of 700 gigs of space. It costs us an annual amount of $3,250. It's not a huge sum, but that also covers all the maintenance, any questions. If the servers go down, there's usually a very short lag time if that's down. We also have our in-house programs that were created by the IT staff. And for all of the images, we are now running 6 Canon scanners and 2 DesignJet widebed scanners. These are both 42-inch scanners. One of them is an old one that we have just about run into the ground. It's a HP 815 MFP that we have roughly 1.5 million scans on, and it's still running. The only reason that we bought a brand new one is that Hewlett-Packard scanner no longer can get parts. Other than that, it's been a great scanner. But moving on, I'm gonna try and keep this as short and painless as I can for everyone. This is essentially what we have stored on that virtual server right now. And if you take a look at the number of documents, we have just over 2 million documents that circulate continuously. Some of them get combined under single documents, but every time that happens, another one takes its place. And out of that 700 gigabytes of storage, we're now at 620, so we're almost in the red. The recommended red line is at 630 gigs, so we're pretty close. We're gonna have to expand the server. And that's probably gonna cost us another 1,500 per 350 gigs. So right now they're planning on expanding it just one more session of 350. They may go to. A lot of what you see scanned, a lot of it is the worksheets, but for our purposes, it's mostly drawings. And those drawings can take up a huge amount of space. We've managed to cut it down by going to as many black and white prints as we can from Adobe, with the exception of the actual split voids that we put in there. The project originally started in 99. They started with one scanner and the in-house scanning application. And it started with the exemption cards. As of this summer, we're virtually complete with all of the scanning. All of the building records have been scanned, all the top sheets, all of the building records, and the homeowner's exemptions. Along with that, we have access from the recorder's office to a lot of the subdivision maps and the documents, which is going to be coming up here in a second. This is the new split wall. Over the years, it has gone through quite a few changes. It's tied directly into our Megabyte tax system. I don't know how many counties out there are on Megabyte. It doesn't, from what I understand, doesn't necessarily have to be tied into Megabyte. It can be used on almost any system. But for questions, if you like, you're welcome to email me, and I will send the email off to our IT supervisor that created this. One of the nice things about the electronic split log, number one, no more papers. That was one of my pet peeves, was filling out the paper and writing, because my handwriting is horrible. But what's really nice is you get a couple of really nice features. You've got the history tab, you've got the deed tab, and then you have a document folder. All of these are created anytime something's input into the split log, which is done by the mapping staff. The history log, what's really nice is for every parcel that is killed, you can see on the right-hand side, those are the new child APNs. So even if we had a dozen parent APNs on the left, you would click on each one and it would show you how many parcels were created from that original parent parcel. So just at a glance, you can make sure that everything has been done. All of the parcel numbers are accounted for. It'll also tell you where it's at in the appraisal stage. As you can see here, these ones have not been valued yet. The deed tab. Right now, all this brings up is the deed that created the split, if it's a deed split. It doesn't bring up subdivision maps or parcel maps. I think they're working on that, to where all you have to do is click on this deed tab, it automatically brings the document up for you. It's tied into our deed skimmer, and all of these documents are also linked directly to the recorder's office, which makes it really nice. There is no more getting up, going to the microfiche, trying to print out deeds, or going to the old books and looking for half an hour to find one page that you needed. The documents are also very nice. Each entry into the split log has its own document folder. In the document folder, on this one in particular, you'll see the two void pages, actually three, for the map for the current split. Each one of the maps is printed out in as a PDF, stored in that file. It will show you where the history lines have gone. It will show you the page that, if, like in this case, it was combined with another parcel on a completely different page. And it will also do, you will also find the index in that folder. So you can also track it that way. And I don't know if anyone noticed, you'll see that this is in color. Every year that we do, each year in a 5-year cycle is done in a different color. That way we can tell at a quick glance which year that split happened. It also creates an email. Now, this is automatically created along with everything else when the mapper is done with their tasks. This is the last thing they will send out. This is all generated automatically by the split log. And as you can see, it gives you the document number, the date of the recording, the parcel numbers involved, and whether or not there's anything else that needs to be looked at. It also gives a link that you can see at the bottom that will take them to the actual split log file. going too fast, stop, please, if anybody has any questions.
Was this something that you had them specifically make for your Megabyte, or was it something that came with Megabyte?
This was something that was created in-house by our county, and it just so happens to tie into Megabyte because that's the tax system.
You know, what's the database behind it? Is it like DB2?
It's a SQL database. Another nice feature about the split log is the way you can search through things. Across the top on the left-hand side, you can see the searchable fields. You can search by map type. You can search by reporting doc. You can search by year. Normally, we'll just keep the current year up, but you can search by all. That's especially helpful if you're looking for a complete history, especially in busy industrial areas or the res areas that are extremely busy. You can also search by the parent parcel number, or if Gavin did something wrong, you can search by my initials. Down on the bottom left, it does give you a little bit of a quick reference on what has been done. It will give you the parent parcel numbers involved again, and a lot of them will give you a brief description on what that split is. This one, in this case, it's an owner's request for a combination. And this is the task panel. Actually, if you look in the back, you up one. The bottom right-hand corner is the task panel. That's done by division. And if you look, you'll see mapping, central support, business, exemptions, and real property. In this case, what I did was I opened it up. The very top one is the mapping division one. You can see that everything's been checked. You'll also see that some things are done by the system automatically. One, in this case, it's the builder's exclusion. Being that this is just a simple combination, there is no builder's exclusion to be done. The system knows that, so it automatically completes it. On the bottom side is the residential task pane. Every time the task is completed, that appraiser or supervisor has to check off on what has been done. So that way it gives us a running record on where the split is, who's done it, and who's approved it. So it's really nice. And again, you'll see that there are required fields, and there's quite a few that were done by the system automatically. This part we're going to leave out. That's the electronic worksheet for the appraisers. The one part that I did skip, and I forgot to get screen captures of, is the actual split and combination process that Megabyte did, where we can actually take and put the parent parcel number in and tell it how many parcels were created. Megabyte will then assign parcel numbers and the exact amount of numbers you tell it to. And all we have to do is backfill all the required information. So before, where we had to track it one by one on that Excel spreadsheet, Megabyte now does it for us. So if we know that there was 57 parcels created within a subdivision, plus two open space parcels, we would put in the parent parcel number and tell it that it created 59 parcels, and it will automatically create those parcel numbers with some of the information. The rest of it all has to be backfilled manually. But it has been a huge time saver.
Okay. It automatically assigns the numbers. Does it put the numbers on the same page, or does it know, do you have to tell it when you're putting the numbers onto a new page?
You can do it where it will run only a certain number. Subdivisions, that's a good example where it's going to be 40 to 50 parcels per page for four different pages. You can tell it where to break those. Another nice feature is you don't have to do them all in the same day. When it first came out, that was our biggest fear. It's 4 o'clock. I just told it to create 180 parcels. I'm never gonna get out of here. What's nice is you can stop, restart it the next day. Questions? see the glaze coming over the ground again. Well, if not, I will step away.
I do have a question for you.
Sure.
You're saying that as you do your splits and you're assigning your assessor's parcel numbers to your new numbers on there, you're actually writing back to Megabyte?
It will once it's done.
Okay.
It's not creating each individual record as you're done. The way I understand it is once you're done and you hit complete. So actually, correct me if I'm wrong.
You have to save each parcel.
Yeah. Once you complete. And it will save each one as you go.
Yeah.
Right. Within your split process here. Mm-hmm. And then once the process is complete, is that when the write goes to MPTS or into Megabyte?
To create the parcels overnight?
Yes. So actually, this is generating your parcel numbers. You're just feeding the results over into Megabyte.
Back feeding right. All the information, yes.
Okay.
What about the acreages? Like if you split it into a subdivision, mm-hmm. you would manually have to enter the acreage for each lot, each APN. And then does it do any kind of check on what you came from and what you ended up with?
Are you talking the grand total acreage?
Yeah.
No. But most of that we're pulling directly from a reported document. So if what was existing prior to the document differs from the current, that's not unusual. Well, we will normally always stay with the most current document. So if the parcel that was split originally was 45 acres and the new parcel, the grand total is 40 acres, we will stick with the 40 acre grand total because it is the most current document on the same parcel.
CJ,
yes?
When you give a record of the parcel split, say, from parent parcel to child parcel, mm-hmm. he has a daily information. When was it created? What date?
Are you talking about the date recorded?
Yeah, with the parcel split, like when you create them,
mm-hmm.
then you show the colors on the map, which date, year you had created these parcels.
The date only tells us the year for the color coding on the map.
For the year.
It's for the fiscal year. Mm-hmm. But as far as the recording document, that information is filled in when we're filling in the particulars for the parcels.
So how does that module work if you're doing, say, an in-house document, like a owner request for combination?
The same way you would feed it both the parent parcels and tell it that it's being combined.
So do you scan like a little form that they sign into the system, or?
The owner's request will be scanned in. Any documents that we get that are pertaining to that split or combination are scanned in and become a permanent record in Megabyte. Yes?
So does it create interim parcel numbers also that you would combine later when
yes.
you tell it to create all that? It does all that
yes.
for you?
You will actually see a historical tree. I'm going to need more coffee.
What is it? Checks the database for the last parcel and continues from there? Or
you will tell it where to start.
Where to start, okay.
You'll give it a beginning sequence.
I got you. Okay.
Yes?
So once you create the cut, and the assessment data is going to be created on this system as well?
One more time, please.
Once you create the cut, and the assessment data, such as ownership, DRAs, and those things, could be created upon this system, or you have a different system to do that?
That, if I'm understanding you correctly,
we
that's all hand
in. Ownership, or we need to transfer ownership from old parcels to new parcels?
Oh, that's all done manually.
Well, that's
it doesn't automatically do it for you, but that, it, in that case, it would be transferred from us. We would let ownership know through the email that there was still something pending. So in a case like you're talking about, this email would initially go to our ownership division first before anything else happened. Ownership would perform the transfer, then we would move forward.
So that's different system. So what is the name of that system?
The email? That's just Outlook.
No, not the email. The system that you say that the other divisions that do the cuts, which they transfer the ownership and then TRA.
It's all part of Megabyte, if I'm understanding you correctly.
So you say that once we have cut, an email will be transferred to another division to process that cut, including the assessment data, as I just said, the values, the ownerships, and they use this system.
The split log? Yes.
They use this system?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So MapBrain don't do that. It's just the other divisions.
We do the split. Ownership does the transfer. Once that's done, it comes back to us. Back to us. I think I'm treading on thin ice. They're waving at me. Anybody else?
I have another question. Something that you said. It, after it leaves mapping, it goes to the ownership division and it comes back to mapping?
In a situation like a lot line adjustment, mm-hmm. where the parcels have to transfer ownership before the combination can happen,
okay.
the combination would be the third step.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it would be split, ownership transfers, back to mapping for the combinations. Okay. Still a few blaze looks.
So if you have like a split sale by deed, it would go through ownership first? Because the, okay, so like I own a 10-acre parcel and I wanted to sell off 5 acres to my pal here, mm-hmm. and that constitutes a split. So you would send that to ownership first before you do the split?
No. Ownership would already have that flagged through our deed scheme as a split.
Okay. So then you do the split
and
so that you know the, what the new parcel number is for right. his chunk. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm getting the place. Anybody else?
Stop saying glaze because I want a donut.
What? You know, I was thinking the exact same thing. An apple fritter and a big cup of coffee sounds really good.
I've had a number of issues because we'll do the split and do the combine. And then 4 months later, when one of the two parcels in the combine goes in the tax default, you know, they yell at us because we combined it. And of course, it wasn't in default that we did it. But now we had to undo it because the tax collector can't handle a multi-part parcel. Does anybody else have that problem?
What we've done in the with that is kind of similar to the planning department. Whenever there's a application for a lot line adjustment, BLA, the surveyor sends us a copy of that application. We also review that application saying that, you know, taxes need to be prepaid so that we can go ahead and do that split. Also gives us that area to be able to say, yes, we approve or we deny this split because of blah, 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 blah. So that really gives us that opportunity to be able to do that. But we require that any of the maps that get filed with the tax prepaid.
Is that not by
my
ordinance?
There is an ordinance in our county for that.
Yeah, we
had an ordinance. Wish we had an ordinance.
Or they get approval on the
an ordinance for what? To require taxes to be paid on all my
dues. So that you don't run into those issues down, you know, 2-3 years down the road where you have unpaid taxes. Now it's going to tax sale and you have to go back and combine those parcels. That saves you that headache.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone.